One of our values is include all. And that means that basically we embrace diversity in all areas and it's very important to us. But we can say it, but now we have to embrace it and act on it.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello and welcome. Today we have a really fun conversation with Jose Carbia, Vice President of Talent Acquisition at Change Healthcare. Jose and I have known each other for a while and have had some excellent discussions, so I'm really looking forward to interviewing you today, Jose. So welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you, Ryan.
Great. So let's jump right in. Talk to me a little bit just about, and for the audience, go into your background, talk a little bit about your background and specifically how you got into recruiting and some of the roles that you've held.
Fantastic. So I've been in talent acquisition over 25 years. And like many folks in talent acquisition, I fell into recruiting. It started actually while I was going to University of Central Florida. I was actually working my way through school. I worked with a company called Roadway Package Systems, which is now FedEx Ground, and was there for 7.5 years. In the last 4 years there, I was in a management role. And when I graduated, I decided to make a change. And luckily, my wife had actually stepped into recruiting and coached me to step into it or influenced me to step into recruiting, which I did, and jumped into a staffing environment. Within just a couple of years, I stepped into a corporate recruiting environment and with a company called CETA. And within a year in that organization, an opportunity came about for a regional talent acquisition leader for North America. And they turned to me and offered me the position. So this was back in 2000, which then led, you know, really catapulted my career. Much of the work that we had accomplished at CETA was, you know, leveraging applicant tracking systems more effectively, leveraging marketing and talent attraction strategies and such, that when I decided to jump on an opportunity with Scholastic Book Fairs, that opportunity actually led me to really take those learnings and build a talent acquisition function. So Scholastic didn't have a system, didn't have a process. And so I had an opportunity to really build the strategy for Scholastic Book Fairs. I implemented their first ATS system, which then led to the implementation of an ATS across all of Scholastic businesses. And so I built the foundation and the structure for Scholastic Book Fairs, which then led to the expansion of that solution. After 5 years there at Scholastic, I went to a company called Assurant, a risk management and insurance company, Fortune 500, where they were centralizing their talent acquisition function and building a shared services model. So I contributed to the development and executing on a strategy on a shared services model that brought value to the business versus just filling positions. And that involved the people, process, and technology of having the right infrastructure to support all of the businesses of the organization. Through that experience, after another 5 years at Assurant, I took on an opportunity to do that for Manheim, which is a company of Cox Enterprises. And Manheim, similar situation as Scholastic Book Fairs. They had no infrastructure for recruiting, a 19,000 employee company. And so that was a great opportunity for me to, again, transform their recruiting operations. And at the same time, Cox Enterprises was implementing an applicant tracking system across all of the Cox businesses. So in addition to building the infrastructure, I was also able to work on the projects to implement centralized applicant tracking system across all Cox businesses. And within a span of 1 year, we accomplished that and then eventually centralized under Cox Enterprises to their overall talent acquisition operation. You know, after some time there at Cox, I made a decision to go to ADP, a human capital management technology company, and was there supporting their national account services operations. And after 2 years, actually, the company actually tapped me on the shoulder for a global account director under the recruiting process outsourcing arm of their business. And so ADP RPO. So for the last 2 years I was at ADP, I actually worked on the vendor side and actually learned the innergoings of and working of an RPO operation and how they best support a corporation. I knew that my career wasn't going to be fully in the RPO side of the world. And it actually gave me some great experiences, which led me to where I'm at now at Change Healthcare. And I was able to take all of these experiences of transformations with the different organizations, as well as my experience with RPO, and bring that here to Change Healthcare. So I've been with Change Healthcare for about a year and a half and really brought in to transform their recruiting operations from a transactional operation to a leading edge operation.
So sounds like there was a real common thread in that around transformation, which is exciting, and you're truly an expert in that. Let's talk now a little bit about your current role at Change Healthcare. So let's talk a little bit about maybe some current initiatives, kind of what you've been working on and what you've been leading at Change.
Fantastic. So at Change, started with the organization to really transform the organization from a transactional function to a leading edge function. Established a 2-year roadmap within 90 days of my start here at Change Healthcare. And that 2-year roadmap involved, you know, setting a strategy around talent attraction, around talent acquisition experience, through process and training, data and analytics, and technology. At the launch of the roadmap, actually, just to give you a little bit of history of to get you to where I'm at today, we did, you know, COVID impacted many employers. It really impacted us from a hiring volume perspective. We slowed down our hiring volume, but it actually worked to our advantage because we were able to accelerate many of the projects that we had outlined in our roadmap and leverage the recruiters' downtime to work on projects for the next 3 months during that hiring slowdown period to accelerate our projects. That was perfect timing because then volumes picked back up and the recruiters were able to get back on their desk and full desk and focus on recruitment. So over the year, we've been focused on our talent attraction strategies, getting our brand more effectively marketed in the marketplace. We launched our new career site, which is search engine optimized, and a career site being at the heart of our talent attraction strategy. Working partnerships and relationships and partnerships with, you know, organizations that can help syndicate our jobs through those career sites. So we have diversity partnerships that give our career site exposure to over 800 career sites across the country, including colleges and universities. And then also expanding our brand on social media and other avenues to really showcase who we are and what we do here at Change Healthcare. Certainly, a major impact in our environment has been, you know, revolving around diversity. So a major focus of mine right now is our overall focus on increasing diversity in our organization. We've identified where we have gaps within the organizational structure and established some goals that we want to achieve to continue to diversify our workforce and develop and promote talent from within, but also in our talent acquisition approaches and how we're going to seek and attract a more diverse pool of talent into the organization.
Great. No, that sounds excellent and definitely led a lot of change and a lot of, I guess, innovation and transformation. So as you look into the future, as you start looking towards, let's start with maybe next year and what you're focused on, over what your roadmap looks like next for Change Healthcare, what are some of the either biggest challenges you're trying to address or the initiatives that you're focused on next year?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So diversity is going to continue, right? It's the number one priority that we have now in the organization. And this past year was focused more around the talent attraction component and how do we get our name out through various diverse pools of talent. This year is really focused on internally in our culture environment. Are we walking the talk? Are we embracing diversity? One of our values is include all. And that means that basically we embrace diversity in all areas and it's very important to us, but we can say it, but now we have to embrace it and act on it, right? And so from a recruitment standpoint, diversity starts with recruitment, but then it also then moves into and driven by our people leaders. Our people leaders are developers of talent. And so they need to embrace diversity within their internal talent pools, but also know how to remove unconscious biases for selecting talent and keep the focus on diversifying the teams that support their operations. And so, you know, our strategy is based on three things: awareness, attraction, and accountability. And awareness is how we define our culture internally and externally, and through our internal communications and our external marketing efforts, how we share, how we live our lives, and how we live our values in this organization. And this is where, when a talent is hired, is where perception becomes reality. You know, there's nothing worse than somebody joining an organization and seeing a complete different picture than what they were told. Attraction is how we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. Our strategy revolves around, you know, casting a wide net to capture a more diverse talent pool. You know, a job board itself cannot attract talent. And so we have to ensure that our brand is showcased through different avenues to ensure that we're attracting the right talent to the organization. And then accountability, which is ensuring that for our leaders and our talent and our recruiters, that we are requiring a diverse slate of candidates being presented through the interview process. And then a major focus in the organization, training our managers on removing unconscious bias, but also talent acquisition, really supporting those efforts by removing unconscious bias in the selection process. And that goes to pre-selection, where we know that there's biases and when we're screening resumes, kind of like that mentality of judging a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. We're going to read a book for things that apply to what we feel like, what we look like, what we enjoy. And a resume can fall into that trap. And so removing the need to screen resumes prior to selecting up for a hiring manager interview is a strategy that we've implemented. And then also in requiring that leaders, people leaders, provide a diverse panel of interviewers through the selection process so that as candidates are going through the interview process, they truly see a diverse environment and can make the connection of the diversity of our organization. And then lastly, to ensure that we're continuing to build on that and removing bias in the process, we are implementing an artificial intelligence solution that will build not only efficiencies in our screening process, but will help remove some of the bias in the screening process as well. And it also includes some diversity data reporting and insights for better decision-making through talent acquisition.
Great, great. So now let's look further into the future. So tell me and the audience, really interested to hear your thoughts on the future of recruiting. So take it either challenges you see in the future or where you see recruiting going in the future. A lot has changed in the last few years, definitely. Where do you see things going?
I truly, you know, certainly to your point, a lot has changed over the year. Our environment is changing rapidly and at a faster pace than we can imagine. You know, the major impacts that we're going to have in recruiting really revolves around, you know, diversity being a major priority, but ensuring that, you know, breaking the barriers in our environments, right? The culture barriers. You know, what are the things that are preventing us from making diversity a priority in our organizations and ensuring that we, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're walking the talk. You know, that's one aspect of it, ensuring that our employment brand is reflective of our true environment. Employment branding has been a key important factor in recruiting in the last 5 years. It's even more important now, given the changes in our environments and the need for folks to, as they're evaluating opportunities with organizations, to find a home where they can feel included and a part of the overall environment. And I can't stress that enough. That's certainly something that we've been digging into this past year, as I mentioned. But we're also seeing the results even on our career site. There are more people spending time on our diversity and inclusion page than any other page on our career site. And so there's certainly an interest from the applicant pool more about our environment and our culture. And we're still not done yet in our career site, by the way. So there's still more focus expanding, you know, our career site pages, more testimonials from our employees, showing them, you know, a diverse group of employees showcasing themselves in our culture and our environment, what their roles are and what they're focusing on and so on. And so more to come on our career site. So check us out. But that is, you know, certainly the biggest focus is going to be and the biggest challenge that I think we're going to face in our recruiting environments is ensuring that we are not only pipelining a diverse pool of talent, but really as talent acquisition leaders, we have a role to influence the leaders in our organizations to break that culture barrier.
Sure. That's great. I appreciate that. Last question will be, You've had a really impressive career in talent acquisition. You've led a lot of change, a lot of transformation, really strong leadership experience there. What advice would you give to others in the TA space? What's one piece of advice that you would give to others?
The advice I give to TA professionals, certainly, you know, every environment is different. Every organization is a different maturity stage, especially in their talent acquisition function. Simplify to keep focus is what I would say. Focus on the things that you can achieve today that align to the values and the objectives of the business. And if you can simplify that, keep the focus, certainly you'll be better aligned to add value to the business. You know, one of the things that I've seen over the years as I've been involved in transformations is as talent acquisition functions, they kind of get stuck in the transactional aspect of it and filling jobs. Talent acquisition is not about filling jobs. It's about adding value to the business and the business results. And if we don't keep our focus on the business results, we'll never win. And talent acquisition functions tend to fall into that trap of they're always getting beat up, right? Like it can never be fast enough and we can never bring the right quality of talent. But if we're not speaking the business language, we're never going to succeed.
That's great advice. And you're absolutely right. It's not a transactional function. And if you get caught up in the transactions and fighting fires and things like that, then you're not freed up to add the value and communicate the value and be a leader. And so it's really important to stay above the fray of those transactional elements. So that's great advice. Well, Jose, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining me on today's podcast and sharing your experience and background, knowledge, and much appreciated. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.